We were just coming out of prayers on Easter morning when a large team of dogs, panting, drew up at our hospital door. The drivers had come hotfoot some 60 miles to get a doctor for a dying boy. With my lightest sledge and 8 good dogs, I left at once, and by dark was on the cliffs over a frozen arm of the sea, 8 miles wide. The wind was now blowing hard on the land with fog and rain, so I was forced to take shelter for the night at a little village nestling in a neighboring cove. By daylight, the wind had veered off the land, and I took the ice to go across with a good heart. As I neared the opposite shore, an ominous heave of the ice over the swell that had heaved in before the gale led me to try the thickness of my stout whip handle. To my dismay, it went straight through. I realized I was on pounded slob, held together merely by the morning frost. A minute later, we all fell through. Unable to do anything myself, without any hope for my own life, I cut the traces to free the dogs, who were already tangling them round me. One of them shortly climbed out onto a small ice pan floating in the slob, and by hauling gently along the trace, I was able to get up alongside him and then haul out the other dogs. I could now see near me a nice raft that might be possibly large enough to carry us. So splicing all the traces into one long line, I sent my leading dog towards it. But he fell through at once, and then, losing sight of it, could only come back to me. As my last chance, I made a snowball and threw it on the raft, calling my little mastiff spaniel to follow it. Somehow, the ice bore him over, and my leader following, I soon had a line across. Tying most of my remaining clothing on the dog's back, I jumped in and safely hauled myself across. Alas, the wind now was driving us off to the open sea, and by midday we were fully 2 miles out. All my possessions were 8 dogs, a very few wet clothes, and my knife, which I found dangling from the trace to which I had fortunately tied it. My poor raft allowed us no shelter from the freezing wind, and it was bitterly cold. Out of my big sealskin moccasins, I manufactured a waistcoat. I tore off the dog's harnesses and the flannel chafing covers, and after beating out the ice, made putties of them for my legs, while I padded my trousers and stockings with a rope cord, which I picked into oakum. Cuddling my dogs round me and lying down out of the wind, I soon fell asleep, chewing a rubber garter for lack of a supper. I could think of no one likely to see me in this wildly desolate part of the coast. Yet the one thing I seemed most in need of was a flag. And shortly, soon after the moon rose, I bethought myself of the bones of the dead dog. These, in spite of the darkness, I gradually isolated, and by first break of day had them lashed together into a rough pole, to which I tied my shirt for a flag, and hour after hour stood waving it. My poor dogs kept dumbly urging me to move along, and I had trouble to prevent them eating the carcasses, which I expected to need sorely myself later on. At various times during the morning, I saw boats coming towards me, but they all proved to be phantoms of my own imagination. Suddenly, I really thought I saw something black. I had been hopelessly waving my flag at the distant, unresponsive cliff till I was almost exhausted. But now I was as fresh as a lark. Still, I could scarcely believe my senses till I distinctly heard a human voice shout out, "Stay where you are, for God's sake, stay where you are." They were 5 old friends desperately pushing their small skiff through the ice-bound sea. A moment later, without speaking a word but with tears running down their cheeks, these ordinarily unemotional Vikings of the North were gripping my hands in turn as if they intended to demolish them. It took us some hours to work the boat back to the land. Everybody was on the beach to meet us. A boy overnight had sighted something black on the ice driving out of the bay, and some men lying on the hilltop with their glasses had seen it move. It was not till morning, however, owing to the gales, the volunteers with a load of provisions had been able to get clear of the land. It didn't take me many days to recover, and the tributes of quite unexpected affection that poured in amply repaid me for the experience. A few days later, another dog team brought in the sick boy, and he also is alive to tell the tale.